This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Melissa Lopez Garcia. Date of birth, January the 22nd, 1967. Case ID number 4185546. Date of exam, December the 6th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/19/22, and medical records from an RGV endocrine clinic dated 11/11/2021. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old married female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of status post osteoarthritis of the right hip with right hip replacement and hypothyroidism. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was June 11, 2021, where she worked for UPS for 36 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a two-story house with her husband, who is presently working part-time at this time. The claimant is presently receiving disability benefits from a long-term disability insurance. Allegations number one, status post osteoarthritis of the right hip with replacement. The claimant states that in November of 2020, she had a right hip replacement secondary to having severe degenerative osteoarthritis of the right hip. X-rays were performed as well as MRIs to confirm the diagnosis. On September the 21st, 2021, the claimant had a total right hip arthroplasty and replacement, which went fairly well. However, because the claimant is morbidly obese, she still has pain in the right hip. She denies any fractures or injections given for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels every morning. She did receive 4 weeks of post-operative therapy, which she states helped her a little bit, but she continues to have pain. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb three steps, and bend over to pick up clothes. She's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. Her physician is Dr. Amanda Cantu. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and she is presently not taking any pain medications. The only other physical activity she does is bicycle exercises to help her with movement of her hip. The claimant was also seeing Norma Medina, who was a physician assistant for her condition. Allegation number two, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2021, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. Her diagnosis was mild hypothyroidism, non-toxic, multinodular goiter. The claimant states that she was having symptoms of gaining weight, tiredness, decreased energy, and feeling bloated all the time. She is presently on Synthroid 88 micrograms POQD, which she states is helping her with her symptoms. She does not recall what her last level was, but states that they have told her that she is fairly well controlled at this time. Family history, father is 81 and suffers from dementia. Her mother Her mother is 75 and has the diabetes mellitus and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Medications, estradiol, 0.5 milligrams, 1 POQD. Synthroid, 88 micrograms, POQD. Medical problems, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, osteoarthritis of the right hip, and more likely than not, on the left hip as well. Hypothyroidism, comma, morbid obesity, comma, hypercortisolism, comma, metabolic syndrome X, comma, postmenopausal syndrome, comma, and non-toxic multinodular goiter. Major surgeries, hysterectomy, comma, and appendectomy, as well as a right total hip replacement, arthroplasty. Social history, the claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years, and then she quit. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.4 Fahrenheit, weight 242 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 126 over 76 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 43. General, this is a 55-year-old morbidly obese female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to HEENT? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No sclerosis was noted or conjunctivopatechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. However, the claimant does not have any more teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. The claimant does have decreased hearing in both ears. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30, pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation and appeared to be protuberant. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant is morbidly obese. Could you please drop down to neurological exam? After the last sentence, the claimant had mild shaking of her head, which appeared to be some kind of neurological problem that she might be having, possibly a Parkinsonian-type syndrome. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady and symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. The claimant did walk with a slight limp to one side, especially on the right side. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness except for the right hip area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and the left lower extremity. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left side. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was able to flex her knee at 140 degrees. The claimant had difficulty and was unable to squat and get up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Could you please? Well, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the right hip area and leg. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, secondary to the hip area, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right hip and pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right hip area where the claimant has had a right hip replacement. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to right hip inflammation. The claimant at this time is not taking any pain medications, secondary to refusing to take them. Probable diagnoses, number one, status post right hip replacement arthroplasty, secondary to severe degenerative osteoarthritis, dash confirm with x-rays and physical examination. The claimant appears to be fairly stable and is able to ambulate well. Number two, hypothyroidism, dash being treated at this time, appears to be mild and but well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Melissa Lopez Garcia.